Hey, you, is your league rocking that same tired fantasy trophy they gave out to millennials like Grandma's Butterscotch? Trophy Smack destroys the competition! Finally, there is a unique and customizable fantasy sports trophy to represent your hard-earned victory. With Trophy Smack Swap Tops, you have the ability to change the trophy top every year. The league winner keeps their topper and plaque to remind them of what it takes to be number one. We also sell rings, championship belts, and gift cards. Still not sold on Trophy Smack? Take a real customer's word for it.
It's clearly the best trophy on the planet. I bought the Trump Topper and wow, doesn't that topper look like a winner?
Oh, I almost forgot. Last year in my fantasy league with UPS, I won a bet for free lifetime shipping. So, you're welcome for that. Take your fantasy smack talk to the next level. Visit TrophySmack.com to buy your trophy today.
What's up, and welcome to the Dynasty Happy Hour with your hosts, Doug Eddy, Tim Keller, and Tyler Gunther. Bring us all inside the huddle. Whether it's in-season or off-season, this is your spot for the best and in-depth Dynasty fantasy football advice. So let's not waste any more time and get right to it with Doug, Tim, and Tyler with another Dynasty Happy Hour.
Welcome back to the Dynasty Happy Hour podcast. I am your host, Tim Keller, along with me is Tyler Gunther. Doug is out this week. He's, you know, hanging out with some friends.
Playing hooky.
He's playing hooky. He's hanging out with some friends. He's actually having a real human interaction. So that's good. That's good for Doug. He's living a healthy life, living his
Boo.
Best life.
But get out of here.
We are brought to you by TrophySmack.com. Guys, we are more than halfway through the fantasy season. You gotta start looking towards the end of the season. And what a better way to end the season than with a big, fancy, shiny trophy. Tyler, you've got a couple of these. You spoke about them multiple times. They look fantastic. Go to the site, check them out. Use the code DHHRING when you make your trophy and you have it ordered, and you get yourself a free championship ring along with that trophy. Also, Trophy Smack is holding a Design Your Own Trophy contest. Go to TrophySmack.com. Look for the trophy designing contest. If they deem that you have the best trophy design, they make your trophy and send it to you. So
and,
go there.
And other people can buy this trophy. Like, just think of that. People are going to have your design in their house. Like, let it be a nut. Like, it may be a nutsack. So your nutsack is going to be in other people's houses.
Well, hey, I'm not trying to, you know, get too dirty here, but my nutsack's been in plenty of people's houses. You know what I'm saying?
It sat on some couches, sat in some chairs.
I've had the bubble gum out more than once.
Jesus, we're talking about sitting, Tim.
Hey, all right. Anyways, we're also brought to you by the Sit or Start app. You can get that on the Apple iTunes Store or the Google Play Store on your Android devices. It's a great way to help you make your Sit or Start decisions on game days. Sadly, I didn't use it this week when it came to Allen Robinson, and I might have missed out on some point.
You're not the only one.
We'll talk about that here in a little bit. But last but not least, Tyler and I just recorded our very first Patreon episode.
It went awesome.
It was fantastic. You know, you want to hear us a little more unedited? I try my best not to curse. We can curse over there. You know, it's kind of fun.
We could say things without feeling bad, like we just did about the whole trophy nutsack thing.
Yeah. Probably shouldn't do that during a sponsor read, honestly. It's bad thinking on my part.
Trust me, Trophy Smack would love it. I mean, I know the owners there, and they'd probably be laughing very hard at this.
All right. So if you are not a Patreon yet, feel free. Go over to patreon.com/DynastyHHPod to sign up. You know, for your donations to the podcast, you get discounts on merchandise off the website. You're helping us eventually start to pay our writers. They are well-deserved of this. And it's just another way to say thank you for all the enjoyment, maybe help, maybe that we've given you.
Yeah, and it's nothing. It's $2. It's the price of a coffee, and it's $2 in a month, and you get an extra episode. We're gonna start having some drawings for like Funko Pops, NFL Funko Pops, some maybe signed stuff from Pristine Auction. We're gonna and some Dynasty Happy Hour shirts and all that fun stuff. We're gonna get some stuff going for giveaways, And we've got, I think, 8 patrons now. Nice. 8 patrons. So it's going to be a growing thing that we're just going to enjoy doing. Like, I absolutely loved doing that pod. It was fun. We just chatted.
So, yeah, go over to patreon.com/DynastyHHPod one last time. That's how you become a patron, and just a nice way of saying thank you, and we appreciate it very much. So, Tyler, let's get into it. It's been an interesting week of NFL football.
It's been fun. We've had a lot of breakout stars happen.
You know what? Breakout's a great way to describe this.
What I might name it. The Week 10 Breakout.
The Week 10 Breakout episode. You know what? Let's talk about a guy that just everybody's so hot on when it was rookie draft season. We saw him go as high as 2 overall in rookie drafts. We saw him slide 8, 9, 10 range. Some people weren't completely in love with him. But we finally got to see him get some usage for the Seattle Seahawks against the Los Angeles Rams. And what did you see out of this wonderful, wonderful running back?
I saw quickness that we saw in, what was it, San Diego State?
San Diego State, SDSU, yep. Baby, the Aztecs.
We saw the quickness. We saw the vision. I wasn't as big of a fan on him, but I had been buying low anywhere I can just because a first-round pick where people actually wanted to trade Seattle, you know, they just drafted him in the NFL draft, I think, at 27 overall.
And they're like, hey,
do you want to trade this guy? It's just like a real dynasty draft. Like, hey, I know you just took this guy at so-and-so overall, but would you like to trade him? So The fact that people were high on him, and that he showed well, even when he was kind of plump. I know he was at like 235 or something like that. And I think he looks a lot slimmer. He looks healthier. So maybe he's kind of getting his head on straight. And we got to remember, these are just kids. These are guys 21, 22, 23 that just came into the league. They have all this money now to go buy all the junk food they want. And it's going to take them, like with Penny, a little, hey, kick in the butt. Hey, you know, we don't care what your draft position is. You got to work. And he looks like he's putting in work, and he looks good.
Hey, he's 22 years old, 27th overall pick this year. He was a guy that I had one opportunity. I had one spot with a pick at 103 where I thought, if I'm going to get Penny, this is probably where I have to take him. I had already attempted to sell back in this particular draft. It came decision time, and I went with Sony Michel.
Which not I bad still.
I don't regret.
No.
you know, so I kind of missed out on my chance there. I don't have any Penny anywhere in any of my leagues, but yeah,
he check your pocket. Finally,
check the couch cushions. Might find more than a Penny. Anyways, Penny did look good. He when he got carries today, he was able to run between the tackles. He was able to bounce some outside. And it looked like the Rams weren't expecting Seattle to even attempt to run the ball today. I thought that the Rams defense didn't look weak against the run, just they were focused on other things, it seemed.
Yeah. But, hey, this team that runs the ball constantly. Yeah. Let's not play the run, let's play the pass. Yeah. And they pass like 17 times.
Yeah, we're gonna send the blitz at Russell Wilson and try to slow him down for some reason.
Yeah.
Hey, they ended up winning the game, so you can't fault them there. But Seattle did hang tough in that one. I mean, I don't really see much in that Thursday game I really want to talk about, other than maybe
James Conner. Where is he in your rankings? I just updated my rankings. Conner, I think, is at 9 or 10 overall.
I don't think I would put – I started to work on my rankings last week and then got sidetracked and haven't got back to him. But I can't put Conner in the top 10 yet. I would put him into like the 14-15 range, but he opened the season with a monster game, just a monstrous explosion against the Browns, even though they tied. And then he had a couple weeks there in like weeks 2 or 3, 3 or 4, something like that, where he didn't produce. He had like 20 yards total over like 2 games or something like that. And everybody started to poo-poo him pretty hard. But since then, it's just been consistent output. Fantasy points week in and week out, to the point now where the Steelers are kind of, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod. Bell,
he's gone.
Report. Yeah, see you, buddy.
Bell's gone.
Which I know you and Doug talked about this the other day or the other week when you guys said about how you guys don't own Bell. you know, you're not looking to buy. If you're in a league where a guy's held on to Bell in hopes of starting him this year and he hasn't, I might be willing to take Bell off of somebody's hands just for a few months.
Oh, yeah, till he signs with the
team.
Wait
till he lands somewhere and sell.
Oh,
just sell, because yes. You're going to make profit.
Yep. By and now, I've gotten questions like that this week where
yeah.
I've had people come up to me, hey, I got Le'Veon Bell. Should I give him up for a 19 first and second? And I said, no, you hold. Yeah. You can get more.
Because if somebody's paying a first and a second now, let's say he lands on the Buccaneers.
Yep.
Let's Hopefully say he not, lands in for Rojo's Philly. Sake. Let's say he lands, who else? The Jets.
Yep. Jets would be nice.
The Texans.
Texans would be. Texans would probably be the sweet spot.
I said Philly. I know other than Philadelphia, I know nobody else's cap issues or where they stand cap wise. Philly doesn't make sense with the cap. But you know, Jets, Houston, Tampa, some of those other teams I named. Yeah, the second San Fran. Yes. I mean, they put a large investment on a running back this past season.
That's true.
It just didn't work out, you know? So yeah, the second that he is somewhere where they can say, I can picture him in this jersey, I can picture his teammates, automatically his price goes up from what they're willing to offer now. So I would hold on to Bell. If you've held Bell, great. Hold him, because you're gonna make profit here in a little bit. If you're tired of Bell and you're in a league with me, I'll gladly buy him for, you know, a relatively decent price now.
For a first and second.
yeah, for a first and a second. I'll take the profit. Other than that, though, I mean, Connor did leave the game. I think he's going to be okay. Yep. They were checking for concussion, but the Steelers just really manhandled Carolina from the jump here. Let's get into this Detroit and Chicago game, because I know there's a couple guys that looked very well here, and we'll start with Chicago side. Anthony Miller, last week was without Allen Robinson in the lineup, and people were saying, well, let's see what happens when Allen comes back. He did it again.
Taylor Gabriel is taking a backseat to Miller. Miller is now the number, I would say number three or four option in this pass game, and there are actually plays that they designate for him to be the number one option. So Miller is a guy that I've held on to. I actually started in a league this week, and man, does he look good. He may never be a number one because Allen Robinson looks special today. Robinson looked like Allen Robinson. And that if Allen Robinson can stay healthy, there's going to be a lot of these games coming.
That's another guy who earlier this week, you know, middle of my work day, and I'm just thinking, you know what? I think Allen Robinson is still on his way back from that ACL. He still isn't back to where he was. And he's in a new system as well. On top of this, he's not only recovering from a major medical, you know, procedure to come back to play a sport he loves, but he's also in an entirely new system with new teammates, attempting to learn a playbook, all this. So I was like, you know what? I bet he has a much higher second half. I mean, we might not ever see what we saw back in, what was that, 2016?
Yeah, that'll probably never happen again.
But if we can get 75% of that, which I believe is possible.
Yeah, if you can get...
I mean, that's great. And you, imagine getting what he had that year, like 1,400 yards or 14 touchdowns.
He had 80 catches. It was pretty much the perfect set. It was 80 catches, 1,400 yards, 14 touchdowns, on the dot.
So if you had 75% of that, so if you got, you know, 65 catches, 12 touchdowns, 1,200 yards, somewhere in there, my math's probably off.
Even 10 touchdowns and, say, 1,100 yards, that's still very good.
You give up an Antonio Callaway in a late first, early second for him, it'd be no problem at all. I'd be fine with that.
Yep. There's one more guy I want to talk about in this game, and it's Kerryon Johnson.
Yeah.
He is a start for me every week. I know everybody is saying don't start him this week. God, he looks so good. I love this guy.
Well, we're starting to see him get used in the passing game more.
Yes, and that's where he needs to be used.
That's exactly it, because I don't say he struggled on the ground, but he played against a very solid defense on the ground today. And so, you know, 14 carries, 51 yards. He did get a touchdown in there as well. So if he didn't catch a pass, he did okay for you on the ground. But the passing game usage here, I mean, caught all six of his targets, 38 yards and another touchdown. Once we've seen this and we know that he can be used on both sides, what's not to love? He can play every down if they need him to.
Yep.
And he should be an every week starter for you in your fantasy lineups.
Yeah, and like you hear all over the place, Theo Riddick, you know it's a pass. LeGarrette Blount, yeah. You know it's a run. Kerryon Johnson, you have no idea.
This allows the Detroit Lions offense to disguise more things. Yep. And then they can put guys like LeGarrette Blount in the backfield with him. They could split Kerryon out. I don't know how his overall route running is from like the slot or anything, but they could split him out. Have LeGarrette in the backfield, it could still be a pass. They could bring Theo in, have him share the backfield with Kerryon, and it could still be a run. It disguises more things. It makes this offense much more harder to predict, that's for sure.
Yep, and he's a fun follow on Twitter.
Yes, he is. So let's talk about this the Saints-Bengals game real quick. I know there was a lot of talk. Is Tyler Boyd going to be the man with A.J. Green out? I mean, he led the team in receiving, but the team just didn't really have much to do today.
Yeah, come on, Bengals. Joe Mixon is running very good. Keep running him. Like yeah. they just got away from it. I don't get it.
He's 5 point. Well, they got down. They got down so quick and so early. I don't say so quick and so early. They hung around for like the first quarter and a half.
Yeah, the second quarter was a 28-point quarter for the Saints.
Yeah, the Saints just started to take off and pull away. John Ross caught the only touchdown today. Mixon didn't get a touchdown on the ground. He did run for 61 yards. He did catch two passes. But in some cleanup work, guy I was high on a couple years ago, Jeff Driscoll. He ran a touchdown.
You know, if there's like a player that's going to be a very good backup for years, it's Driscoll. I thought he was a good player, a former Florida player that, you know, transferred out. And I think he went to LA Tech.
Yep. Louisiana Tech.
Yeah. And he's a super athletic guy.
So the Saints here, like you said, they just really started to pull away. It was the usual suspects. Michael Thomas, 8 catches on 8 targets, 70 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Stud.
Yeah, absolute stud. Kamara had 2 touchdowns in the day.
Stud.
And Ingram. I mean, if you're an Ingram owner or a Kamara owner and you're worried, man, you know, this guy's really eating into this guy. Not today. Ingram had over 100 yards on the ground, another 50 through the air. Kamara, 40 through the air. What did he have on the ground? Like 50? So he had 90 total yards. But he had the 2 touchdowns, so.
He's got to be close with Gurley for the touchdown lead for running back. I think he's not too far off now.
Gurley, how many has he caught? I know he's rushed for 13, I want to say.
Yeah, all I know is they're pretty dang close for overall touchdowns and going for that LT record. So I think it's almost turned into a two-man race since Gurley's, I know saying Gurley a touchdown a week is slowing down, but Gurley got a touchdown still, and he is slowing down in pace compared to Kamara.
I'm counting, 14 total touchdowns this year for Kamara?
That could sound about right.
So that's what I got on Kamara, and I'd have to go down here to the Rams game and look, but I know
17 maybe Gurley
has. Yeah, I know Gurley has run for 13. I don't know how many. But anybody else from that Saints game that pops out to you?
No, not really. Just Traquan. I feel like it's a buy low now. People are getting like I feel like people expected 100 yards and a touchdown and him to be used a ton. Traquan's going to be a good player. He's still young. He played for UCF, which is a school I feel like doesn't teach you all the ins and outs of being a receiver. And he was used as a deep threat guy in UCF. So let him learn the route tree a little more. And I think he's still going to be a good player. He's a good buy low guy.
Very, very true. 18 total for Gurley right now.
Okay.
And you're talking about receivers that maybe didn't learn all the ins and outs. Well, let's talk about a young receiver that has very quickly learned some ins and outs, and that is MVS.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Up there in Green Bay, he was right behind Davante Adams that day, and it came in the pecking order for the Packers. So what do you think of this game? I mean, the Dolphins.
The
Dolphins are the garbage. Yeah, MVS looks very good.
When you see a guy that big, that runs that fast, that has very strong hands, the best tweet I saw about him was, this is what we wanted Martavis Bryant to be. And that's exactly it. Like, this is the role Martavis Bryant should have had when he's with the Steelers. It's now MVS, which is a good, if not great, wide receiver too for a team.
Yes, very, very true. And the Packers continue to do this. The Packers and the Steelers, I feel, continue to just draft these wide receivers that You know, the other 31 teams just, for whatever reason, missed something. And the Packers and the Steelers see this one thing that everybody else doesn't see. MVS, Devontae Adams when he came in.
James Washington, who is a good buy low.
Yep.
They see Equanimee St. Brown. Dear God,
hold on for that.
I'm holding.
You know? You never know. Hey, you got Corey Coleman, right? We'll always have that. You always have that.
Corey Coleman. Everybody's head. Don't you dare put that on me.
But, yeah, MVS is really looking good. You know, again, something we talked about on the Patreon show. It just takes, for some players, it just takes that one injury, the one, you know, suspension, just one thing to go the wrong way for somebody else. And in this case, MVS to get his opportunity. And he's stepped up and he's taken this opportunity.
Yeah, all you heard all offseason was Jamon Moore is the guy in camp that's destroying. He's doing very well.
It's MVS, you know, Equanimeous, and then Jamon Moore.
Yes.
But go ahead.
Yeah, it just, you get teams like that with the Steelers. If you're not going out and actively trying to get James Washington, you're doing yourself a disjustice because he's going to get playing time soon. He's already ramping up his playing time. They actually sat him 2 weeks ago, and he's a healthy scratch, maybe off the field things going on, but it taught him because now he's getting ramped up playing time. He's starting to be on the field more, and the Steelers don't have draft players. Same with the Packers. Go out and get ESB. He's probably dirt cheap. Go out and get a Jake Kumerow, who's a guy in the preseason was one of the big names in the preseason with Jamon Moore for the Packers. He's on IR. You could probably go out and see if he's available on free agency and throw him on taxi or IR. It's these type of players for these teams that you could buy dirt cheap, and now they're on your starting roster as a wide receiver too.
Yeah, completely agree. And sticking with this Green Bay game real quick, I know if Doug was here, he'd already been all over it.
You're going to talk about Brock Osweiler, aren't you?
I am. How he is everybody's favorite Dolphins quarterback of all time.
Brovember.
I guess. No, I want to talk about Aaron Jones. I mean, 145 yards on the ground today. He looked fantastic. I get it. The Miami defense is terrible against the run. But this is exactly what Aaron Jones truthers have been waiting for. Give the guy 15 to 20 carries and just let him be effective for the Green Bay Packer offense. Twice that I saw, I didn't watch the complete game. I've watched a good portion of it today. Twice that I saw, he did kind of lean forward a little bit, got called on one for the false start. Aaron got in his face a little bit, let him know. Not very happy, but he'll clean those things up the more he plays. And after this kind of performance, how do you not allow him to just play more?
God,
this is exactly what Aaron Jones, you know, truthers wanted.
And the thing is, it was such a juicy matchup, and he was a smash play on DFS. Yep. And if you had him, he was an instant start. And very good players should do this. Stud players should go out and dominate what you think is going to happen. And he did. And he looks so good. Like, when I was watching the game, he is he's not a big guy, but he's not a small guy. And when he hits the hole, it's like it almost disappears.
Yeah,
like
he's hitting the hole just the right time.
Yeah, he disappears, and all of a sudden, boom, he's 3 yards past the line of scrimmage. Yep. And once he gets to that second level, he's hard to bring down.
I know, for whatever reason, Yahoo, ESPN, both of those sites, I have redraft leagues on. They were not giving Aaron Jones the respect he deserves. And to all my opponents on those two sites this week, you're welcome. I showed you what Aaron Jones can do. Respect. Put some respect on his name. I'm telling you, Aaron Jones is the truth.
But Mike McCarthy is going to go to Jamal Williams next week.
Yeah, because that's what Mike McCarthy does. So, anyway. If we're going to stick with running backs that had a very, very nice day.
Yes, I think I know where you're going here. Let me work it up.
Well, very good. You're wearing the opposing team's apparel right now.
If there's one thing I hate about it, this is it.
You're wearing a Falcons pullover, it looks like. It looks very nice, by the way,
Tyler. I had a Falcons winter hat on because it's like negative 80 degrees out here, up here in Minnesota already.
Yeah, I can't say it's, you know, like that cold here, but it's getting cold in Pennsylvania as well. But the Cleveland Browns, The Cleveland Browns, 28-16 over the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay, you don't have to say the score.
With a lot of help from Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb, 20 carries, 176 yards, and a touchdown. He had a 92-yard run in this game, which is the Cleveland Browns franchise record for longest rush by Cleveland Brown. Now, I find that very hard to believe with Jim Brown.
You had Jamal Lewis. Well, that's
my question. Are they only talking the new Browns?
Oh, okay.
Or are they talking the entire Browns history? If it's the entire Browns history, that's tough.
Even Jamal Lewis. Jamal Lewis dominated for the Browns. And what's his name? God, what was the name? He wore...
Terrence West. No?
Why'd you have to do that to yourself?
Because I still thought he was going to be something. No, Nick Chubb, man, he had plenty of runs where he didn't go for 92, but he looked very good. He ran with power, he ran with speed, he ran with great vision, making great jump cuts. But that
it was a blue pill game.
Yeah, it's a great blue pill game. Very much so.
Blue pill game.
Hope you were sitting down in your favorite recliner with your favorite sweatpants on, because baby, ooh, was this sexy. But yeah, when he hit the hole, he took it to the right hand side, hit the hole. I want to say it was Callaway blocking downfield for him, which he was just kind of like essentially just directing traffic. Like, here, I'm going to block this guy off this way, just waving him on. And once he got the open field, ran away from everybody. Man, for a big guy, he is awfully fast.
So
he looked really good.
I was going to bring that up in the run. When I saw him running, and I'm like, God, why aren't you guys tackling? And I'm like, you know what? I don't blame you. I would want to tackle him. Because I don't know his field speed as he was at top speed, but I'd have to imagine he was at least 20 miles an hour. I know Dalvin Cook was at 22 point something last week, and it was the fastest. Chubb wasn't as quick, but he's probably 20 pounds heavier.
You have a 5'11", 227, 228-pound ball of muscle running at you angrily.
Yeah.
I'll probably try to take a leg too.
And P.S., I think he's fully recovered from that knee injury in Georgia.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
which means we have Nick Chubb back.
That's official. It's official. We were seeing he was getting a couple carries a game, and you would see, like, let's say he got 5 carries. On one of those carries, you'd just see that little, just a little burst. Ooh, come on, come on, baby, come on, next year, 2019, and then out of nowhere, the high trade. And it was all in. It's Chubb time, baby. And he hasn't disappointed yet. The Browns here, just really a who's who of like 2 and 3 number wide receivers, Callaway, Perriman, Rashad Higgins. I was actually in a bad spot. I think I started Rashad Higgins in a league this week.
Got more points than Jarvis.
Got a touchdown out of him.
So I want to go to Jarvis. He has 106 targets, and he's averaging 5 yards, I think a dot or something like that. It's ridiculous of how many targets he has and how poor of yardage he has. That's gonna
with Miami though. I would imagine it wasn't much better than that.
No, but I have a feeling it's going to change because they have to get Jarvis going. I know they're winning with the run game, but Jarvis has to be a part of this offense. He has to, and you can't win like this every week. Because Atlanta's defense is, I'll say it, done. Like they have nobody. Bruce Irvin was a nice signing, but without Keanu Neal and Deion Jones, that defense is nothing.
Early on in the year, you had those injuries. It was looking bad from the start. But yeah, you kind of spelled it out there. You're going to come up against a Chicago Bears, a Philadelphia Eagles type team, a team that's good at stopping the run, maybe not so much the pass. And you're going to wish you had a passing game in those games. And not that the Browns don't have any sort of passing game. Baker has looked very good in the opportunities he's got. He throws into very tight windows. He makes some YOLO throws sometimes. But the passing game they have right now isn't going to beat, you know, the best defense in the league. And that's really where they need to get going. Let's talk about the Atlanta side real quick. Julio Jones, 2 games in a row.
Touchdown!
I mean, how did you feel finally last week? I mean, you weren't on last week, but... So, I was so happy for Julio.
I was happy for him, and I really wanted Atlanta to win, and when they were out of it, I was like, well, this sucks. And then when they scored, when Julio scored a touchdown, I was like, you know what? That is a win for me. Because it's like, come on. This dude should, this should be his 12th touchdown with how much this guy's getting targeted and how many yards he has. He should be double digits already.
What's funny is when I saw Julio cross the goal line, I'm like, oh, this guy doing this old thing again, you know?
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. Now, people are going to get sick of it. Like, oh, God, he's scoring another touchdown.
Really? Julio's going to get another touchdown? No, I mean, it's really good to see, you know, one of the best receivers in the game finally score his first touchdown and then backed it back with another one, you know, today. So Hooper had another good game. I mean,
he looks good. He looks a lot different than what I've seen in the past 2 years. I know I was big on Hooper coming in because, of course, Atlanta. Yeah. But, man, that touchdown he had week one last year where it was like the long touchdown and he went full Jason Witten dad run. Like, I was even like, oh.
Like, I didn't see this coming.
Like, you should have. He stayed with Matt Ryan. They worked together all offseason. The writing was on the wall.
I mean, but yeah, he's been one of the most consistent tight ends in this year.
Yeah, tight end one.
That's really what you need, especially with the tight ends this year, because of how bad the tight end position's been.
Yeah, you can't hope for like three catches. You can't hope for like three catches from Ebron for two or three touchdowns.
There's another guy that, you know, Doyle's coming back, so time to start sitting Ebron again. And really? Yeah, that wasn't a great call this week, but. What about Tennessee beating New England here today?
Corey Davis, just Corey Davis. Owning.
This is becoming a thing for Corey Davis in the.
Yeah, I mean Corey Davis is fully healthy. You see Mariota healthy, the connection's there. He got 10 targets last week. I don't know how many he got this week, but perfect. I mean, if the dude's getting double digit targets each and every week, he is a wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3.
Yeah,
every week. Agree. I mean.
The next closest on the team, there's a couple guys with 3 targets. So it was all him, essentially. What do you think about this run game?
Yep, nope. Stay away.
I mean, we kept hearing for the past 2 weeks how Deion Lewis is the guy. He obviously was the guy. He damn near doubled up Derek when it came to rush attempts 20 to 11. But Derek was much more efficient, and he scored twice.
I think that was game script. I think. The fact that they went up early and they wanted to just keep the ball out of Brady's hands.
Really?
They threw in the big guy.
Vrabel has seen what Brady does. He always comes back on people. So why wouldn't you just keep firing away? Why wouldn't you just keep putting up points?
It's not Vrabel.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you can't doubt him because whatever he did work today. He did win the game by 24 points. But,
oh, and I loved it because Brady was frustrated and Vrabel, you know, inside is like, I know you. I know who you are.
Yeah, I can break you. I've done it before in practice. You. Now I'll do as a coach. Yeah, I mean, I was very surprised by that outcome. Another game I had streaming, watched most of it. Tennessee did a very good job of bringing pressure all game long. And Tennessee is... That, you know, like if you're playing basketball against a bunch of like little kids or something, you don't got to put much effort in. You're just kind of playing around.
Throwing the
and Dick so everybody Ken might look at you and they go, he can't really, yeah, you know, that guy can't really play ball. But then, you know, someone my own size comes along and they want to play all of a sudden. I'm going to start putting the effort in. We've seen this like 2 or 3 times now this season where Tennessee starts playing these high profile teams and they show up. Tennessee is they're gamers, man. They're ready to play. That's for sure.
Very true.
What other games caught your eye this week, Tyler?
The Colts, Andrew Luck looks back.
Yes.
They are one very good receiver away from just being a very high-powered offense. And that's the thing. I think Marlon Mack's fine. I don't think they need a Le'Veon Bell type player. It wouldn't it wouldn't hurt if Le'Veon Bell went to the Colts this offseason. But man, if they got a stud receiver, say they go out and get a Bryan Edwards from South Carolina State. I think that's where he's north. Yeah, South Carolina State. They get somebody like him, a big receiver that can jump up and go get it. That would be nice. Or if they are the team that gets N'Keal Harry, that would be a good spot. Man, but yeah, Luck looks back. And if you bought low on Luck, yeah, you're as happy as I am this offseason because I was buying him everywhere.
You were screaming it. You were screaming it this offseason. You kept saying it. Yeah, I think Marlon Mack's fine. They have plenty of fine options in the backfield. Okay. My question is Jordan Wilkins had one carry for 53 yards. Why don't you give him a second carry just to see? Just maybe he does it again.
Or maybe he goes for a yard and it's just whatever.
Yeah, then you know.
Yeah. You know? No, I agree. Yeah, Leonard Fournette, though, 24 carries for 53 yards against the Colts in a smash matchup.
But he also had five catches. Did you see that?
That's true.
That was the big surprise. I'm like, wait a second. That's way too big. That's Fournette?
But Fournette can't be a pass catcher, right? Same as Chubb can't be a pass catcher.
Yeah, right. I mean, I swear to God, though, the first time he caught a pass today, Fournette, I'm like, who the hell is he? Oh, he does catch the ball, I guess. Yeah. If they decide to throw it to him.
Yep.
Yeah. But, rushing-wise... He didn't look like he was ready.
They were definitely pushing the stop the run. And Moncrief revenge game. three for 98 and a touch. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd have thought that Ebron was playing the Lions the way he went off today with his revenge, maybe.
I feel like Ebron is just gonna be a touchdown or bust type tight end now.
Or touchdowns or bust. Yeah,
touchdown or bust, not tight end or bust.
No, I said touchdowns because he had multiple.
Oh, yeah. Touchdowns.
I think he had only three catches or something. He had two. I know he had two scores, but I think he only had three catches.
Yep.
So.
And the other games, I'll give a quick take on them. Cardinals, Chiefs, Rosen, I thought looked good. I thought Rosen looked very good. That offensive line is not good. And Rosen still just stood there and just took everything like a man.
As a man should.
Bills, Jets. Ugh. Give me some Josh Allen coming back. I know in the Patreon episode we talked about Josh Allen.
How about Matt Barkley?
Oh, God.
I mean, now I want to go back to the Cardinals game real quick. I mean,
yeah.
David Johnson hasn't lived up to what people I guess were expecting him to be this year, but the guy is just doing everything he possibly can. He had another game, 21 carries for almost 100 yards and a score on the ground. And he also caught seven balls for 85 yards and another score. So what more does David Johnson got to do?
I don't think he needs to do anything. I mean, I think he showed up.
Yeah, but his name, is it just because the Cardinals aren't winning? Why don't I hear his name being rung out there?
It's just because they're not winning.
Yeah. And then over on the other side, I mean, Doug and I talked about Spencer Ware a little bit last week and how he was starting to maybe get a little bit of more feature work and, they essentially just don't use him. So thanks, Andy Reid.
No, and I want to mention that Kareem Hunt. I was wrong. Kareem Hunt's good. Like yeah. Kareem Hunt's so good, and I still had doubts from all these big games. I'm like, yeah, but is he? Yeah, I've come around. I think he's a top 10 player in my rankings now.
Yeah, he's good.
I guess. How about Mike Evans? You worried?
No. I don't like what I've seen the past 2 weeks, but I'm not necessarily worried. I don't see anybody else on that team that is anywhere close to his talent level as a receiver. So I don't see anybody that's going to steal, you know, that role from him or you know, overstep him in any sort of way. You know, it was nice to see that Godwin can produce at this level and like he did today. He didn't score, but 100 yards on seven catches is great. I think he had a little bit more than 100, but. Three catches on six targets. I know he had something like 10, 11 last week. I'd like to see Mike Evans start to convert a few more of his catches, that's for sure. But I really want to see these ancillary, these secondary players, the Godwins, the O.J. Howards, especially the younger ones. We know what DeSean Jackson can do.
Yep.
But it's nice to know that when or if Mike Evans has a bad game or is injured, something like that, that we can lean on these other guys a little bit. But, yeah, I'm not necessarily worried about Evans.
Yeah.
Just don't like what I've seen.
It's a team that's going to have massive turnover, I think, this offseason. Yeah. The coach will change. Who knows what they're going to do at quarterback. Maybe that will possibly change. So, yeah, there's a lot of change coming at a lot of different areas on this team. Hopefully the defense gets better. Mike Evans, I think, is all right, but man, I feel like he's not getting the good targets as other number one receivers are getting. Like, if he was with a Drew Brees, if he was with an accurate quarterback that could get him a catchable ball for his frame, I think he'd be having an outstanding season.
Let's talk about that quarterback position real quick. Is it the coaching staff? Is Jameis just not going to work?
I just think Jameis in Tampa Bay won't work out. But either way, I love Jameis's talent. I think he's a very talented player.
Is he still too close to college?
That could be it. That could honestly be it. He could still be too close to home. Like Dalvin Cook, if he was on a Florida team, yeah, maybe he'd still have issues. But get him maybe in New York.
Jameis, I don't think Jameis is built for that media.
Maybe in Iowa?
For a nice, you know, arena league team or something. No, like if not that Patrick Mahomes is going anywhere, but if you put him on the Chiefs.
Oh, God.
Andy Reid has a great track record of coaching up quarterbacks, a great system for young quarterbacks to learn and develop in. And there's enough weapons around them, you know, around on that team that Jameis would have, you know, he'd still have bad games. Everybody has bad games except for Patrick Mahomes. But I think it's a place where that type of system is a place where he could grow. Yep. And he's in the Midwest. He wouldn't be under the scrutiny of some of these other guys. You know, like if you go to New York, you have a bad game. I don't know how Eli's dealt with it without shooting a reporter by this point, but I mean, good for him, I guess. You know, I'd have lost my mind a while ago. These guys are rough up here in the Northeast, but
yeah, put him in the Steelers. Let him back up Big Ben and be the heir apparent to Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Maybe Washington, but Smith Steelers.
I was gonna say, like you look at the teams that need quarterbacks. It's Miami.
Miami.
That's in Florida. And then you've also got the Jags. That's in Florida. So if we're talking about how it's too close to college, you know that what? Might not work.
I could 100% I see Jameis Winston.
Yeah. And it's he just, could just be a little less turnover prone than Bortles. Exact same thing.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to upgrade for Bortles, and Winston would be right on that borderline. So
the Bortles line.
Yeah, right on the Bortles line. There you go. But this was a nasty, ugly game. So anything else really stick out to you, Tyler, from any of these games?
No, I'm just it's week 10. Hopefully you're in the chance. I know there's a lot of teams where I'm trying to lock the 1 or 2 seed, get that first week bye, and able to just go right for that championship game. And if you have the chance, go all in. I know trade deadlines are coming up too. If not, they've already passed. But if you have a trade deadline that hasn't passed and you're in the first seed, go all in. Because winning the championship is what it's all about. And if you are the number one seed right now, you are ready for a championship.
And if you play in a league with a trade deadline, talk to your commissioner. Tell him he sucks. Get a league without a trade deadline.
If you do have a trade deadline, make sure it's open after week 16, because then it's free for everybody.
I am hashtag no trade deadline. I prefer that. But yeah, like Tyler said, if there's a trade deadline, make sure it opens up as soon as the season's over, because there's guys that just because they've been told they can't trade for a few weeks, the second it opens up, they just got to make deals happen. So it's a fun little moment there in the league. That's going to wrap it up for us. We're going to step away. Hopefully, you guys are like what you're hearing. And like Tyler said, we're here to help every one of you guys hopefully win a championship. Obviously, you can't win every title because you got to play against Tyler or Doug or myself maybe. And, you know, no.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. But no, guys, real quick, go over to our sponsors, trophysmack.com. Check them out. Patreon.com/DynastyHHPod. Help us out and help yourselves out by getting a little more of us each and every week. Check out the website. Great content by the writers, the rankings, the merchandise. That it's negative 80 degrees up there in Minnesota. Get yourself a Dynasty Happy Hour hoodie because
they're comfy.
Minnesota weather is coming to the rest of us.
Maybe winter's coming. 80, but
yeah, it's on its way. So get yourself a nice DHH hoodie to keep yourself warm. Or, you know, give it to your girlfriend or your wife. You'll think she looks even hotter in that, you know?
Yeah, you'll think of me when she's got the sweatshirt on. Me,
and
Tim.
I know that. I know that works for me, baby. I know that. That's all I need to get me going. So, guys, that's going to wrap us up this week. Hopefully, everybody won this week, and hopefully, we're looking at wins next week in Week 11. And we'll talk to you then, right here on the Dynasty Happy Hour podcast.
That's all the time we have for Dynasty Happy Hour. If you're looking for more fantasy football advice, be sure and follow the guys on Twitter. Doug at DaFantasyFather, Tim at DHH underscore Tim, Tyler at DHH underscore Tyler. Check out DynastyHappyHour.com for rankings, articles, ADP, shirts, and so much more. Need a question answered on the show? Hit the guys up on Twitter at DynastyHHPod, on the contact link on the site, or by email. DHH at DynastyHappyHour.com. Music is brought to you by the Fantasy Hitman, Mike Wright. We'll catch you back here next time for the Dynasty Happy Hour.